Dr. Javier dictated a clinic note on Gina Hein, I guess. Gina, G-I-N-A, last name H-E-Y-N. Birthday 11/21/76, dictation 9/26/24. Patient presents for follow-up of MVA. Has not been seen here for several months. States that she has had a ruptured appendix in Kingwood Hospital for off and on for extended stay with multiple follow-ups with other doctors because of pain and complications from her stomach. Also has required psychiatric and neurological care for PTSD, as well as neurological symptoms partly related to MVA. Presently still under the care of neurologists, has seen a psychiatrist unrelated, well, for PTSD, but also has recommended a pain specialist, but patient has not followed through on that. Patient seen today as above with complaints of moderate, severe, continued neck and back pain, which she's had since the accident. Complaints of left shoulder pain seem to be better with abnormal MRI before, showing evidence of tendon injury and dislocation of and minor dislocation of acromial clavicular joint. Now with now improved patient has been taking medications from different doctors, including Tylenol number 3 for pain, gabapentin for neurological symptoms and pain. As well as Flexeril, as given to her before by us. Presently, not taking any inflammatories. Had physical therapy for several weeks with increased pain in her lower back without further evaluation. It was and didn't follow up here because of abdominal complications with ruptured appendix. Past medical review of symptoms, complaints of extreme stress, taking care of autistic child and with medical problems, as well as husband having cardiac problems. That have complicated and made her life difficult. Please include this and remove it from review of symptoms to family history. Review of symptoms included as above with problems related to PTSD as well as GI problems as above. Complications with chronic pain from residual from MVA, past medical history as above, PTSD, now chronic pain, recent ruptured appendix and several months ago with readmission after discharge for further evaluation. has been seen at different urgent care, freestanding minor emergency rooms for pain, abdominal pain with apparent CAT scans with apparent negative results from history. Social history is above, family history is as stated, physical exam, zero appearance, patient is appears to be in moderate distress, and eyes, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck with tenderness to right and left paracervical area, extended into left suprascapular area with painful range of motion. Back with tenderness to lower lumbar spine and midline and paralumbar area, also extending into left hip, left upper buttocks. Lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rate other than without murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft without agenomegaly or tenderness, abdomen with protuberant with multiple surgical scars, with diffuse tenderness without rebound or rigidity, or extremities, pain to lower back with leg elevation, increase on with leg, left leg with pain in left hip, with increases rotation of hip. Neurological as above. Impression, follow-up MVA with left shoulder injury with prior abnormal MRI involving tendons and AC joint. With also cervical and lumbar injuries with continued pain and discomfort with limited benefit from physical therapy given before without follow-up because of other medical surgical problems seen today. Patient given prescription, given injections for dexamethasone, 10 milligrams, and Toradol, 60 milligrams. Given prescriptions for Rivaxin, meloxicam, and Madrol dose pack to continue with recommended follow-up in 2 to 4 weeks for further evaluation. X-rays were taken in the office today of neck and of cervical and lumbar spine without definite abnormalities visualized. Patient is to continue routine follow-up with a neurologist is following some of her other medical problems. Patient has been given Tylenol with codeine in the past, but doesn't like it and is not continuing to take it, not prescribed by us, or by this clinic. Leave that last part. All has taken Tylenol with codeine by other physicians in the past, not currently taking. If you would correct that for me, please. patient not able to follow up with psychiatrist because of cost. The patient is hard to get pain MD referral as suggested by psychiatrist. Thank you, Dr. Halbiter.